Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today is Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. Today we catch up with Mark Collins, Vice President of the Partner Organization at Cisco Canada, on how the COVID-19 pandemic has shaped life at Cisco Canada and in its partner community. We find out why the new work-from-home way the world has him feeling like a teenager again, and discuss what Cisco is doing for and with its partners as they face their own challenges around the pandemic. From providing flexibility around recertification to making sure partners have their eyes on customer experience even though times are tough, Collins offers his thoughts on how solution providers can weather the storm and offers his thoughts on why we in the technology industry are going to play a huge role in making sure businesses in all industries survive this experience and emerge as strong as they can from the other side. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Mark Collins. Mark, thanks for taking the time, and how are you?
Rob, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. I couldn't be better, and my office has never been tidier because I don't think I've left it, and I think I organize it every day for 2 weeks and counting.
I hear you. I think there's a lot of that going on. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about sort of how things have changed at Cisco, maybe to start. I know you guys were an organization that embraced work from home in the past, and I know you were quick to make the call on that for the Canadian offices, and I believe offices around the world. But let's maybe throw it open with how things have changed in terms of sort of the day-to-day experience of being a Cisco employee right now.
Sure, Rob. Happy to talk about that. And what I'd say is a couple of things. So first of all, you know, in some ways, it's actually business as usual. Here at Cisco, all of our employees are equipped with something we call CVO, Cisco Virtual Office, and that is the technology we have to equip our home offices to be able to work from home in the same way we work in our offices downtown, in Toronto's case, and anywhere in the world. So working from home is not something new to us, but working from home when everyone got sent home, the best way I can describe it, Rob, is it kind of reminds me of when I misbehaved when I was a kid and I was grounded. So I kind of feel like I've been grounded, but hey, it's for the greater good, and we're following the government guidelines as everyone else should be, and that's all around following these social distancing guidelines to keep everyone safe. So business as usual in terms of being able to use the technology to get the job done, but doing it under the odd circumstances of the whole world went home at the same time, and that's new. One other thing, just a little funny aside, Rob, is so we've been taking advantage of that to really ensure that all of those who are working from home and dealing with the unexpected, we have a little bit of fun with it because I don't think anyone expected to be working from home for this long. So we're getting to know one another's families better. We're getting to know one another's pets better. We're having show and tells. We're having story time. We're making lots of use of the technology in ways that we never thought of going into this. And my new favorite expression is keep calm and WebEx on. So here we are, and we're making it work.
Embracing, not even just accepting, but embracing some of the things that we've seen over the years of various work from home things where the kids or pets may make a unexpected appearance.
Well, the ultimate, I would say, was last night we had we had Sunday dinner with the family, and we connected together 6 homes, and we used WebEx to do it. So it was a Cisco Sunday night dinner, and everyone cooked in their own homes. We all got on video and shared a family meal together, which was phenomenal. So why not make the best of it, embrace it, and we're making it work, and we're enjoying it.
That's the way to do it. I think it's what we all got to do to some degree, is find ways to make this a lot more as enjoyable as possible.
Yes.
Cisco has been or was pretty early to roll out offerings and you know, from CEO Chuck Robbins on down, announcing things that you guys are doing locally and internationally to support businesses, individuals, the whole world in this time. Can you share some of the things that Cisco has done in terms of the offerings that are out there and how Cisco has reacted as an organization?
Absolutely, Rob. And I mean, message number one is, and I want to make sure it's clear to our partners, and that is that Cisco is here to help, right? And we're doing our best in a number of different ways. So a few things I would call out, you used the term offer. So to talk about offers for a second, we've got offers that speak to making sure we keep everyone connected, keep everyone secure, and keep everyone productive in these, you know, these dynamic circumstances. So from a connected perspective, our Meraki technology has been a success story for a long time. And what everyone loves about it is that it's easy to deploy and easy to manage. So we've got Meraki offers to help people enable their home offices, along with some self-provisioning toolkits and webinars to make sure that everyone has a great experience activating the Meraki technologies. To keep everyone secure, we've got three pieces in our security offer. They're all free for the trial licenses we've got available for the situation we find ourselves in with COVID. Duo to make sure everyone keeps their assets secure. AnyConnect to make sure everyone keeps their connections secure. And Umbrella to make sure everyone keeps their content secure. So as I said, all available through trial licenses right now at no charge to help everyone, keep everyone secure while they're connected. And last but not least, that we just talked about a little bit earlier, is make sure everyone is kept productive. So WebEx has been the standard in the industry for a long time, the most secure, easy to use, and quality experience from a home and a remote mobile workers perspective. So we now have WebEx trial licenses available for people to use. No charge. They can just go to webex.com or the partners can speak to their partner account manager and log on and set themselves up with a free WebEx account and just keep everyone working, keep everyone productive and using the technology. So those are three offers we've got on the go right now, Rob. What other questions did you have?
You know, Oliver and the rest of the team have been pretty upfront about some of the things you guys are doing with the partner community in terms of programmatic elements and things you're focusing on. I'd just like to get kind of your thoughts on what Cisco is doing for and with partners right now and kind of what partners can expect from Cisco over the short term.
Well, absolutely. I'm glad you asked, because as I said, Rob, I mean, it's all about Cisco being here to help. And I would say we have a few tools in the toolkit to help out. Number one is just in terms of certifications and being flexible. We have a very high standard in terms of the certifications that we carry in the industry. They're often the benchmark. And here at Cisco, it's critical that we know that the partners experience our flexibility on this front. So while partners have deadlines coming at them around certifications to ensure that they're still current, we're working to ensure that we're listening and understanding where folks run into deadlines and they become a challenge because of the availability of trainings, either their people to take them or our ability to serve them up, to ensure that we are working with them to make sure that the deadlines make sense relative to this whole situation. Other things that we're working on are Cisco Capital, reminding everyone of the offers we got around Easy Pay as an example, and the terms programs that we have to ensure that as partners navigate this whole new world of cash flows changing as business adapts to this new environment, working with Cisco Capital to ensure that we have flexible financing programs to keep everyone in a good and healthy position in terms of the way they're running their business. And last but not least, I would say in terms of our CX offers, ensuring that not only were we making great technologies available that I described earlier and making sure that they're, you know, in financial programs that I just described, but also that customers and partners are having the best possible experience with them. So we're ensuring that we're making webinars and collateral and content readily available so as people take on these new technologies and prioritize projects that they didn't see coming at them, that we're making sure that they have the best possible experience with the technology and we're bringing them the resources as quickly as they need them to ensure that people get the lessons and the learnings and the best practices they need to take full advantage of the technology and take full advantage of it. So CX has been by our side to ensure that customers and partners have the best possible experience with the technology as well.
All right. As you're talking to partners, I'm curious. We've often talked about kind of what the mood in the channel is, and that's got to be a hard thing to quantify at this moment, given how many balls are up in the air, how out of sorts things are. But curious if there are any common threads you're hearing from your partners as you're talking to them in terms of how they're thinking about their business in both the short term and the long term, and what they're looking for from you and your peers.
Well, as you know, Rob, I would say At Cisco, we made a decision a long time ago to build our business with our partners, and we do almost all of our business through partners. So we're very close to them. We're talking to them every day. I'm on the phone with CEOs across our partner base on a regular basis. And when I talk to them, I hear a lot of, I'll call it cautious optimism in the conversations that we have. And what do I mean by that? I mean that our partners know that we're going to get through this, and we're going to get through this together. They understand that we have the technologies and they have the services, and combined we can solve the problems that our customers have in the short term, ensuring that we get them all working in the workspace and the work environment that they need. They know that we can help. We're seeing some significant expansion in the business right now as technology is seen as critical to overcoming this challenge that we've got. But at the same time, there, you know, we're all humans. We all have that anxiety around, you know, how does this story end in terms of how long does it take for us to get to the other side? So I'm hearing the partners take on a hugely critical role in terms of being, along with us, you know, responsible voices in their communities, ensuring that everyone is following the guidelines and making sure that they're leading in terms of being that trusted advisor around business continuity. I think they've built great plans around it. I think that they're leading from the front, and I think they're being heard by our customers. And I think that it's going to be ultimately a good story at the end in terms of we'll get through this. And we all believe that when this is said and done, technology is going to play a huge role in the lessons that we learn from this. And when we come out the other end of it, how Cisco and Cisco partners are really going to lead the way, how the economy and infrastructure is going to change as a result of this situation. So I do believe that, you know, it's short term, just getting it right, getting the job done. Medium term, just how long will this last? But knowing that we've got what it takes to make it through this. But long term is just a lot of anticipation and optimism that we're going to be able to do a lot of really good things and learn from this to change the world yet again.
Yeah, I think it will be interesting. One aspect of that to certainly keep an eye on in the longer term is how many of the organizations who perhaps were forced to either embrace remote work that may not have wanted to before or have done so in a very limited way. For how many of those organizations does this become a new normal for more of their organizations? After we are out of this, i.e. how many are going to kind of go back to the way things were before in the office versus how many are going to see concrete benefits beyond kind of the ability to work through this?
Absolutely. I mean, Canada, we're all blessed to live in the most incredible country, I think the most amazing country in the world. It wasn't, you know, more than 3 or 4 weeks ago that we're all excited about the momentum that the economy was still carrying to carry. We're in an amazing situation in terms of we have an incredible group of partners here at Cisco that do great work. And when it's all said and done, we're still going to need to all work together to innovate and compete and thrive. So the opportunity will be there. We just have to do the right things to get there. And I believe Cisco partners are the right partners, and we with them will thrive when this is all said and done.
All right. I suspect this may be part of what you just said, in fact, but I wanted to say, first of all, thank you very much for taking the time to do this interview and for the opportunity to pick your brain a little bit, and wanted to give you sort of the open mic opportunity to offer any parting shots to both Cisco partners and the broader channel community.
You know what? For now, I'm just going to say it's about one thing. It's about just us all sticking together and taking care of one another. We have work to do in the short term, and let's get the short term right. And if we get that right, everything will take care of itself. So I would just urge everyone to follow the social distancing guidelines. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. We're all looking forward to getting together and seeing you all again in person. Love using the technology, but looking forward to getting out there and shaking hands and giving people hugs and seeing people face to face once again when we get the chance. But let's get it right. Be safe, be well, and keep calm and WebEx on.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you again, Mark.
All right, Rob, be well.
There you have it, Why You Should Be Keeping Calm and WebExing On from Cisco Canada's Mark Collins. I'd like to thank Mark for taking the time to join us. Thanks Cisco Canada for its continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. We'll be back to take a look at the partner side of the equation tomorrow as I sit down with Dave Fredrickson, Executive Vice President of Sales at Longview Systems, to discuss how the pandemic is impacting Longview and its customers. In the meantime, we hope you'll consider subscribing to the podcast in your podcatcher of choice. We're available on both Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. Until tomorrow, thanks for joining us. Be safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.